All right, we are back. Hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, how are you? And happy Memorial Day, sir. I shouldn't say happy because that's not really what it is. It's a celebration for a lot, but it needs to be more solemn than what I think most people look at, Richard.
Well, John, we're doing great. We're glad to be with you. And yes, it's a holiday, but we need to take time, but first to remember what it means.
Yep. And thank you for that, because it's really, Charlie reminds me of that every year, even when we're making, you know, little promos for the show and so on, that, you know, it's not happy Memorial Day. Now, a lot of folks will, you know, do different things and even decorate some things, and, you know, stores will have sales, and it almost looks like a 4th of July celebration. It is not.
No, not at all. We're actually commemorating the people who sacrificed their lives in war
right.
to preserve and provide our freedom. And they would like us to celebrate our freedom, but I think we have to remember them first. And this particular holiday or commemoration has such a unique beginning because it began right after the Civil War. And what was interesting, there were several communities who wanted to argue they were the first community to celebrate what was originally called Decoration Day,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate those that died in the Civil War, fighting on both sides of the Civil War.
Thank you, by the way, for reminding us of that. You know, I think there's a lot of folks out there that would think, oh, you know, well, Memorial Day must have come from, you know, World War II and the Greatest Generation, and that's why we have Memorial Day. But no, it's been around much longer than that.
Well, yes, and it was celebrated, again, kind of community by community, and it grew and grew and grew. And in World War I, it was changed to Memorial Day, and it began to celebrate all those who had died in war. And it was only in 1971 that the Congress passed a law to make it the fourth Monday in May. Before that, it had always been on May 30th, I believe, was when it was observed, and observed would be a better word for that.
Side note, and you know my feelings on the 4th of July, I really feel like we should change it like they did with Memorial Day, to where I know we do it on July 4th because of the signing and so on, although it didn't really all get signed that day, as you know. I really wish we would do the same day of the year every year and call it Independence Day instead of 4th of July. I think we would give it more meaning if we did that, by the way.
Well, I'm in 100% agreement. I don't like it being called July 4th because I think that waters down what happened.
Yep.
Independence Day, regardless of when we commemorate or celebrate it, to me is more important. And that brings up the point of this. And that is that we as parents and or grandparents now, it's our responsibility to make sure our kids and grandkids know what this means and what was given to help provide them the opportunity to have a cookout or go to the lake or whatever you want to do the rest of the weekend. We need to understand why, because if we don't teach our children and grandchildren today, the next generation will not remember.
That's right.
And then it will only be the holiday sales and the summer kickoff weekend.
That's right. No, you know what? 100%. It is our duty to continue to educate. And again, every one of these, we call them holidays, events, in this case, Memorial Day. Yes, it's a holiday for us. But every one of these, we need to give the young people that are around us, especially those, you know, our kids, grandkids, and so on, the real meaning of what's going on, and make sure they understand that, so it doesn't become another watered-down holiday over the years. It sort of just loses its fervor, Richard.
Yes, and I want to illustrate it with something that wasn't in the note I sent to you, and that's why. We have to explain why. And a guy came home one day from work, and his wife was making dinner, and so he's talking to her about his day and her day. And just about that time, she pulls a big meat cleaver out and whacks the end of this roast off she's getting ready to cook. And he asked her, honey, why'd you cut the end of the roast off? And she said, well, I don't know. Mama always did that. So they called her mama, and they said, Mama, and they told her the story. Mama, why'd you cut the end of the roast off? And she said, well, I don't know. Grandma always did it that way. And so they call Grandma, and they tell her the story, and they say, Grandma, why'd you cut the end of the roast off? And she said, well, because it wouldn't fit in the pan. And so the moral of the story is, if we don't explain why, two generations, it just becomes, it's always been done that way.
Yep. I think there's a lot of things in life, Richard, that get done that way because nobody ever said why.
Exactly. And so to me, that's a good illustration of why it's so important to explain why so it doesn't get lost.
You know, before we move on to the things we could do on that day to remind folks of what that day means, Saving Private Ryan, by the way, one of the best movies of all time in this particular genre. And Captain Miller tells Ryan, earn this. And it's a tear-jerking moment, you know, Richard, where you're watching the, at least for me, you're watching the movie and you're just thinking, wow, that is powerful. And yes, we need to earn this.
Well, I think, yes, it is very powerful in that moment. But as I think about it even more, it's every soldier that gave his or her life in combat.
Yep.
It's our parents and grandparents. It's the pioneers that braved the Oregon Trail and settled the country. The people all through history who've given us this great gift we have, they all scream out, earn this freedom.
Yep.
Earn it and pass it on to the next generation. And that to me is what's so important, because it's easy for us to take it for granted. And too many kids, I took it more for granted than I should have when I was younger. And I think that we need to make sure the kids today don't take it for granted and appreciate what they have so that they will be better prepared to exercise their freedom going forward, because they'll know it's more precious.
I agree. And I don't know, you know, when I finally kind of made that turn that corner, I guess you could say, Richard, where I really realized what that day meant. But I will tell you, I think there's a lot of folks out there, and I was probably even lumped into that for a while as a youngster, where it's just the first camping day of the year.
Well, yes, and that's an easy thing to do. Another thing that,
I mean, in Colorado, and you guys are a little different in your other warmer states, but in Colorado, it's kind of that first, okay, it's now summer, and it's the first camping day of the year.
Well, yes, and one of our more current examples that I want to use, if somebody, if when we leave the country and travel around the world, we see the differences, and we see what we have other people
want. Yeah.
And it increases our appreciation. And most recently, I think the famous basketball player who was imprisoned in Russia came back with a totally different country. Man, they might have had before they left.
She's kind of done an about face, Richard, when it comes to at least the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner, the anthem and all of that. Yeah, she's changed her tune.
Well, I was just going to mention the anthem, because if people go and look at the flag that's in the Smithsonian that was at Fort McHenry, and you visualize Francis Scott Key on the prison ship in the Baltimore Harbor, watching the fort being shelled all night long, and knowing those soldiers are in there, and yet coming around to dawn and seeing that the flag was still there, and recognizing that the Americans were still in control of Fort McHenry. I mean, when you think about what really happened, and it doesn't move you, I would check your pulse.
Agree. And that's in my notes. You know, these are things, Richard, that we need to be sharing and reminding those that are closest to us so that they can pass that on, especially those that are younger, you know, our kids, grandkids, in some cases great-grandkids. These are the stories and things we need to be reminding them of so they can keep passing them on.
Absolutely, because if we stop, it dies.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, Richard, as always, appreciate you. And I said this last week, I'll keep saying it. There's a lot of folks that are graduating. People are probably looking at, you know, what do I do? Different gifts, you know, so on and so forth. You've got a huge repertoire of books where they could get one, if not more than one, that they could give to some college age kids or even high school kids going into college. And how do they do that, sir?
Well, if they go to richardbattle.com, and Made in America by Americans, not Americans, this month has free shipping and an extra consideration or discount on it. And if they'll buy the book on the website and then email me, richard@richardbattle.com, with an inscription request, then I will personalize it for the graduate.
Awesome.
And to me, those books, as well as others, any one idea out of a motivational type book can be life-changing. And that's the thing we're trying to do, is take someone from where they're at, inspire and motivate them to be even better than they're on the track to be.
That's awesome. Richard, again, appreciate you very much. Have a solemn but yet enjoyable Memorial Day. Do the things that we've written down. All the rest of you do the same thing. And, you know, we'll have you here again in about a couple of weeks, Richard, and appreciate you very much, sir.
Well, enjoy your time next week and the Memorial Day time as well, and God bless America, as we always say.
God bless you, Richard. Appreciate you very much. All right, have a great afternoon and evening. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.